Hi, it's Dan Flink here with the latest. We've received an update from National Cabinet on that illness affecting kids in the US and UK that's been linked to COVID-19. PIMS-TS appears to be presenting in countries where there's been high numbers of coronavirus cases. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says thankfully it's unlikely to present itself here.
This is extremely rare and probably unlikely to be seen in Australia given our very, very low number of infections in children. It's still not clear what the association with the virus is for this condition, but it is extremely rare.
Meantime, National Cabinet's announced more than $48 million will be spent on a mental health pandemic plan. While the unions are calling for workplaces to do everything possible to look after staff in the service industry heading back to work, pubs have started opening their kitchens and restaurants are opening in New South Wales. Something similar is happening in Queensland tomorrow, and easing of restrictions begins in Tasmania and WA from Monday. Sally McManus from the ACTU says the health of those cooking our meals and serving us needs to be put first.
One in three workers have no sick leave. They're casual workers. And we need to change that situation so that if people want to get tested or they need to get tested, even if they've got the tiniest symptoms, we need to support them to do that so they don't go to work sick and spread the virus.
The Northern Territory's shipped in 175,000 litres of beer in anticipation for opening its pubs today. And the AFL's confirmed a season relaunch is happening June 11. The NRL has released its draw for round 3 and 4 ahead of footy returning May 28.
You ready?
The draw for round 3 and 4 of the NRL has finally been revealed. However, it's still unclear where each game's been played. Brisbane and the Eels have the honour of restarting the season May 28, while the Titans face the Cowboys in a blockbuster for the first Friday game. North Queensland coach Paul Green says a derby clash is just the way to get the revamped competition going.
It's nice that the game's in Queensland, and you know there'll be plenty of interest being two Queensland teams, which is good.
And the AFL's confirmed it's restarting June 11 with the grand final earmarked for mid to late October.